Hi, Mr. Smith. It's good to see you again.
Hi. It's good to see you too.
So, Mr. Smith, today we're going to discuss cyberbullying. Can you explain what cyberbullying is?
Sure. Cyberbullying refers to the act of using digital communication tools, such as social media, instant messaging, email, or other online platforms, to harass, intimidate, threaten, or humiliate another person. It involves the use of technology to intentionally harm and victimize individuals. It entails sending offensive text messages and emails, disseminating rumors via email, and publishing embarrassing images on social networking sites.
So you're saying this cyberbullying can harm those who are active on social media, especially teenagers?
That's right. When teenagers endure cyberbullying, they may feel ashamed and isolate themselves from their loved ones. They could rather spend their time finding reasons to skip class and being alone.
I can see your point, and I think this is what our teenagers are experiencing nowadays. Do you think all these can be avoided, especially for teenagers?
Yes. I'll tell you some techniques to prevent us from being tracked when we use the internet. First, do not divulge our private photos, private information, or passwords to anyone we encounter online. Additionally, we should consider our actions carefully before posting anything online.
Don't you think teenagers like to share photos on social media because they want to expose themselves in public, like on TikTok?
Yes, they are. But they also need to be careful. For example, never send an email or comment when you're upset or irritated, as our remarks will have repercussions. So hold off until we have calmed down.
How about their parents? Don't they need to play their part too?
Teenagers need to inform their parents or trusted adults, like their class teacher or the school counselor, if they do end up the victim of cyberbullying.
Just now, you mentioned the sharing of photos on social media. What can teenagers do to be safe after sharing their photos?
They have to delete the pictures. Before deleting them, they can snap a screenshot or save emails, posts, or photographs to be the proof. Since social networking sites now permit user abuse, it is easier for users to report phony profiles, offensive images, and hurtful comments.
Well, Mr. Smith, you've explained in detail about cyberbullying and how to overcome it. Are there any last words from you?
Yes. Avoid sharing the post or clicking the like button if you see statements or comments that target others. That will simply motivate the bully to carry out his careless deed once more.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for your kind words and thoughts toward our students.
No problem. I'm glad to be of help anyway.